the people of the United States are going to be led to look more and more closely at Seventh-day Adventists as the ones that are the reason that these calamities are sweeping away the temporal prosperity, and they are going to put pressure upon the legislators to pass the Sunday law that is supposedly going to lead them out of this pit of ruin. But brothers and sisters, what's curious about this is today in the United States, it's hard to see very many legislators that you could have confidence that would stand on principle in this time of crisis. We have the most politically minded group of legislators there ever has been. They go whichever way the wind blows. There is it's not easy to see if you can see it at all, any of them that you would think would have the kind of integrity or backbone of an Abraham Lincoln. We have secular-minded, worldly-minded people today that are in our political office, and when these things come, they will bow to the pressure that's brought, and it's easy to see that this scenario is already set, just waiting for these final movements to get underway. Now, before the Sunday law, we should expect to see a false revival taking place. And sure enough, brothers and sisters, if you've been watching what's going on in the charismatic movement, which is in the Protestant churches in Protestant America, if you're watching this false revival that's taking place in the charismatic movement, one place to look would be to the Vineyard movement. The Vineyard movement is the movement that spawned Holy Laughter and some of the revivals that are going on in Florida today, the Brownsville revival, the Toronto Blessing revival. These Holy Laughter revivals are totally not of the Lord. It's unbelievable that people that are familiar with the Bible could accept them as genuine Christian experiences, and yet the Protestant world is looking to this as a revival that they're expecting to take to place. The Vineyard movement is also the movement that we get the Promise Keeper movement out of. And brothers and sisters, the Promise Keepers is bringing a political force into alignment that might even be more sinister than the Christian Coalition and Pat Robertson's group, although they will all work together, no doubt, here at the end. But brothers and sisters, out of this charismatic